Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I always say, say the same thing every single day, probably a couple times a day. Making some of you crazy, right? I mean, seriously. It's just that I'm using the old Sesame Street method, right? Now you guys get a clue and you get an understanding of what's going on. And you realize it's not going to change. See, first, you need to make sure you have the facts. Once you have the facts, this is slam dunk at that point. Right? Once you have the facts, then we know. You know that you're able to fight with people. And I'm sorry, it's the way to put it. You know you have a way to go after your opponent, who all they really want to do, seriously guys, they just want to argue with you. They don't care about anything else. They just want to argue with you. It's really that simple for them. And then they start throwing out, what do you want to say? They throw out the, what's the word I'm looking for here? The party line. Yeah, when was that okay? When did that happen? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, which is why it's so important that you guys push back, and you push back on a regular basis. But if you have your, as we say in the business, if you have your ducks in a row, there's not much they can do. They can push back all they want, they can argue all they want, but they got nothing. And they know they got nothing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the only, like I always say, it's the only way we win. All right. As I said before, a lot happening, a lot to work on here. What the heck is going on? Don't you love technology? Seriously. All right. I don't know if you guys heard this latest. It wasn't even a poll. It's an article in MoneyWise magazine. They said the baby boomers are becoming homeless at a rate not seen since the Great Depression. Now, I can tell you why I believe that's true. As far as MoneyWise is concerned, it's hard to find jobs. Right? Now, baby boomers across the country, they're now coming to terms with the hard reality that working for your entire adult life is no guarantee that you'll have a roof over your head in later years, that everything will go the way you were told it was going to go. The economy changes and shifts and moves so quick now You really do have to have different forms of income, different places that your money's out at. When you look at the, I don't know, the ups and downs, recessions that we've had, several actually at this point, the high housing costs, the shortage of affordable housing, older adults are now the fastest growing segment of America's homeless. Isn't that amazing? Now, I don't know how that is because a lot of them have their houses paid off. There's a lot, a lot of good stuff going on with them. Right? Hopefully they had some kind of investment. Their house should be an asset, but some of them, again, I saw it happen in my world. There's some of the people, living near me or in the community, I would see them just, their house was an ATM machine for them. In all seriousness. So you have to sit there and say to yourself, okay, have we not taught economics 101 properly? I mean, maybe we haven't. I can't say we haven't, but maybe we haven't. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. And maybe that's what we need to do. Go back to basics. Teach it all over again. Anyway. Now, this, you talk about the recessions, the high housing costs, shortage of affordable. Now, when they say affordable housing, I'd love to know what they mean by that. Because it depends on where you live as to what houses cost. What's the pay scale? I mean, some people are teed off because, here in California now, flipping burgers will get you $20 an hour. And there's a whole new state agency being put together for fast food workers. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of the fast food workers, but really? This is really where we're going with this? Always, always amazing to me. It is an entry-level job. It's not a job for you to support your family on. Not flipping burgers, anyway. They're supposed to be very flexible with you, You can go to school, you can do whatever else you need to do while you have this job. So this is what the problem is. Is the amount of money you're expected to make at A, at entry-level jobs, B, the because I think the baby boomers were making so much money at one point in time, being able to put away so much money, they thought they'd be fine forever. Shock, surprise. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that, I say it all the time. It's like a broken record. I could probably do it on tape and just play it before I come back on live. But, you know, there's a reason why I do it. Part of the reason is that some of you get it fine and you do it every day. Some of you, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. It still needs to be done. No matter what's going on, it still needs to be done. You still need to pay attention. You still need to put it out there. People don't, you know, let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. And I'll be lovingly referred to him as Zoe. Now, Zoe, yeah, what's really funny about all this, again, I see it with the teacher, oh, not the teachers, but the parents so much at the school level, and they get like crazy because, hey, I've been to the school board meeting 3 times and nothing's changed. And you go, okay, I've been here for 13 years and I haven't seen you. You know, all of a sudden you want to come flick a switch and make a change. It doesn't work that way. you've got to be fighting here right alongside the rest of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, definitely, man. It's repetition, man. That's part of, you know, being edified. Is you got to repeat this stuff. And I mean, because one thing's for certain, Joe, you got these people, like these knuckleheads out there trying to rip this republic apart. They be repeating things over and over again, don't they? They keep repeating the lie and repeat the lie and telling them that they need to be proactive and they need to do this. And so they're out there mobilizing people and doing their community organizing. So, you know, it's, you know, we'd be saying the same thing. It's like, look, you know, you have to, you know, we say that freedom isn't free, right? Okay, well, it's going to cost something. It's going to cost either some time. It's going to cost some money. It's going to cost something. And yep. We have to do our due diligence, man. And it's not, you know, as you say, you got to get engaged, man. You got to be informed, but you got to make sure that you're, you know, informed, you know, with the, and for the conservatives, yeah, we're informed with the right stuff, but you got to know how to mobilize with it. I think a lot of mainstream Republicans, man, they're waiting for politicians to do something, and it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work, man. It's we have to promote these values.
We the people. Hello, yeah. Happy home. God bless.
You gotta do it.
You know, so last week I had some pretty deep conversations with Sonia. And some of the people were like, yeah, I really appreciate the conversation. Others are like, well, how could you ask questions like that? And I'm saying, because, first of all, I may not know, or it may have dawned on me, talking to some of my other friends, that they don't know. So instead of sitting there in your own small world and in between your ears and deciding and trying to figure out what you know and what you don't know, one of the questions they're going to ask Sonia Tron, they're going to ask you the same thing. So Joe Biden, and again, you know I'm not going to defend Joe Biden, but I don't know if he made a gaffe. I don't know if it was a nothing burger for him. I just don't get it in his brain. But this week, I guess he called LL Cool J. He used the word boy in talking about him. Yeah. I can already tell where this is going by your facial expressions. But I said to myself at first, I said, you know how sometimes we take the intent out of context, if you would? And I said to myself, okay, would it have been okay if he was a white kid? Because was it a put down? Was it an intended put down? Was it the fact that, I don't know how Joey B's got to be 40 years his senior, 50 years his senior, something along there. I don't know how old the guy is. You know where I'm going with this? It's kind of like me, you know, saying something like that to a guy and giving, you know, this boy is a great guy. And I'm 64 years old. If you're 30, you're a boy. You know, you're half my age, for God's sakes. But
yeah,
I also get the fact that that has a bad connotation in the black world. But help me understand.
Well, you know, you know, the face, because, you know, it's expected that, oh, no, you know, you call a black person a boy or anything like that. And now for me, it's not something that I'm insecure about. It's like, you can call me boy, especially nowadays. If you call me boy, I'm like, thank you. You know, because, yeah, my pronoun is flipping he. All right. I am a dude. All right.
I didn't even think of that, but you're right.
I don't do the pronouns thing, but nowadays, like, yes, man, make sure you do get that correct. I'm a male. But, you know, I mean, white people at the time, they called each other boy. All right. And it didn't matter, like, what your status was. You could be, you know, at the golf club or whichever. And they say, hey there, old boy. You know, how you doing? And, you know, yeah. You know, it's a boy. And that's something that they called each other. Now, of course, when it came to, you know, black folks, yeah, it was probably more of a, it was more of a pejorative. And it's like, you know what? Hey, boy, go get that, this, and boy, that. And, you know, it's like one of those things where it wasn't so much about, the thing is that you're, as a boy, you're addressing somebody's gender, if you will. But in this sense, it wasn't addressing this person as an equal. Right. When a white person, particularly, you know, these Democrats that wanted to keep slavery and Jim Crow legal and all that sort of stuff, that culture, when they refer to black people as boy, it's like, you're not equal to me in terms of rights, intellectually, whatever stature, anything like that. I'm calling you boy to emasculate you. I'm calling you boy to remind you that you are a second class citizen. You have no authority. You have no maturity. That's basically where that was in that dynamic. So yes, in that sense, it would be an insult. But nowadays, like, I mean, for me now, it's like, yeah, that's I'm not insecure about it.
Yeah, but you kind of see where I was going with that. I mean, why do we jump to the conclusion that somebody is trying to be demeaning or nasty or racist with a comment they make? If I don't know if.
But where Biden is concerned.
Biden is a racist, but that's just yeah.
Biden is a racist, and if he used the term "boy" referring to LL Cool J, that's basically him exercising his white privilege, because it's his party that really used the term and wanted to keep the dynamic that this apartheid dynamic that Democrats wanted to hold over the black community. And Biden, who's supposed to be this champion against racism, should have known better. But the thing is, he is a racist and tries to make like he's not, right? But because of his white privilege, he assumed that he can go ahead and get away with calling LL Cool J a boy. Another gaffe. Yeah, it's another gaffe.
All right. And again, some people were thinking what I just said, you know, trying to understand where the negative comes from. And they, you know, there's probably a lot of younger people who really don't know what that means. You know, don't know the history behind it, if you would. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So let's inform them instead of jumping on them, which is just not the right thing to do. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso right after the break.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S.
USA News Update. The second GOP debate happened Wednesday once again without former President Donald Trump and without much consideration of the rules.
Everyone just talking over each other.
That is what makes America great. And that is why we will end it once we win this election.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is defying calls from fellow Democrats to step down following his federal bribery charges. In a private lunch with Senate Democrats on Thursday, Menendez stated his intention to stay in the Senate, but did not discuss whether he plans to run for re-election next year. Starting next year, fast food workers in California will receive a minimum wage of $20 per hour, thanks to a bill signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom.
We recognize businesses cannot thrive in a world that's failing. We're not just about growth. This state's about inclusion. And that's the foundational principle we're advancing here today.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 550 Joe. 855-732-5568. Got to get involved.
Well, that's nice.
Got to get engaged. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, there's so much going on, so much to keep up, but so much you really do have to pay attention to. Otherwise, you'll never have a clue. All right, let's bring him on. Alfonso Rangel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate the time he spends with me and the wisdom he brings to the conversation. Don't you laugh. Don't you be her. Sonia does that all the time. She makes fun of me. All right, so I know you're going to have fun with this one, and I hope you do.
All right.
So business community and the community as a whole speaks out after Target now is closing a bunch of stores down, like in Chicago and New York and other places like that. Why? Because they're racist. Where are people going to go to I loosely call it shopping, where are they going to go to get their shopping done in these areas of Target now? You got Target leaving and a few other stores, and you know, they're tired of losing money.
But hey, man, y'all can't leave. Where we going to steal our food from?
God.
You get back here so we can steal from you.
Who's he? Target said it was expected. They're lost this year in these areas where, you know, Philadelphia and a few others, over $500 million. Mm. And listen, I'm just going to say it. I don't want to get in trouble for saying it, but I'll bet you their black stockholders are going, I'm good with that. Close those places down.
Yeah.
I want a dividend on my stocks. I want some money back on this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Racist. I mean, That term, you and I have been talking about this for years. It has now become a point where that word means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you know, it. But you know what? They're going to still keep milking it, and it's still going to have an effect. And I'll tell you what, man, more power to you. You know what? Target, hey, Target, yes, you're a bunch of racists. Yes, you are. And the Walmart that got ran out of there, you're a bunch of racists. Yes, you are. They are absolutely right about you. You are racist. And I'll tell you why. Okay, so for those who are in the inner cities who are whining because Target and Walmart are pulling out because they don't want you stealing from them anymore and costing them money, or whether it's demanding higher wages and all that stuff that just drives up the cost of everything, from that to anything else that is happening to put more of an expense on these people. Y'all did that. Stop acting so dang entitled and feeling like things are owed to you even if you have to go and steal it. All right? So you drove those businesses out of there. But Target and Walmart, you had it coming. You had it coming because you pandered to these people. You got behind the whole BLM thing. You got behind the whole pride thing and the transgender and all that and pandering to those folks. And we tried to tell you, these people who are caught up with that kind of stuff where they just everything is a victim and everything is that you have to appeal to what they feel entitled to. These people are nuts. Okay? You don't appeal to crazy people. It ain't going to work out good for you. And that's exactly what you did. And these people have turned on you. All right? And you brought this on yourself. That's what you get. That's what you get. Now get.
No, it is so. It's like, you know, when there's no pain, when there's no consequence for anything you do, good, bad, or indifferent, there's no reason to stop. And it's not even, it's not even the product they're stealing. They have a need to want to, break everything. They got to break the counters. They got to break the cashiers. They got to break the ATM machines. They got to break, the jewelry cases. No, you don't. The slide door is just on the other side. They just open the darn door, steal what you want, and stop breaking everything.
Yeah. It's catharsis, Joe, is what it is. And, see, the Democrats have kept these people, in these areas. They're the ones who control basically what they learn in school. They control in their environment what they see in the news. They make sure that these people stay herded into the narratives that they believe. And it has become a powder keg. And, these people are explode. And they think that the people that they're angry is just white people in general. They're not even really angry about white people. They're just angry. And it's easy to focus their anger on white people because you have, Democrats who engineer it that way. They just want them to be generally angry. They want them angry at white people, right? And the Democrats make like they're the virtuous white people, the Democrats who are in office and run things in those areas, keeping these people controlled as a voter stock. And also to make sure that when these people think white people, they think Republican. That's the real thing about it. Because if one thing that Democrats do not want, they do not, and they will fight tooth and nail on this, Joe. They will keep the kung fu grip on black folks to make sure that blacks never see the Republicans as their friends. Ever.
Oh, I agree with you there. They will. They'll sell their own souls.
That's
to make
right.
Sure that doesn't happen.
Yes, and the other half of that, Joe, is that they want blacks doing so much being so much of a menace that it takes the focus off of what the white Democrat elites are doing, so that the Republicans, the mainstream Republicans who are white, they get blindsided by this and gaslit by it, and their focus goes to the black community, and they start expressing resentment, about what, it looks like blacks are able to get away with and all that sort of stuff. And it takes their focus off the Democrat Party. Remember, Joe, this is why the Democrat Party is calls themselves, right, particularly in the KKK, they call themselves the Invisible Empire, because they know how to take the focus off themselves and get you focused on something else, right? So you got a lot of mainstream Republicans who are like, what's going on with these blacks? Look what they're doing in these inner cities and stuff like that. It's like, no. That's not what you want to be looking at. The Democrats who run those areas is what you need to be looking at. Take care of them, and then and that'll help solve.
Well, to your point, it's funny. I actually had somebody a couple of weeks ago write me an email and ask me why I was only showing videos of black people looting some of the stores. And I just had to be real about it. I said, first of all, look on the clip, look closely. They're not 90%, they're not 100% black. I mean, like 98% black, 2% whatever. I said, but, reality is reality. If out of 100 videos, three of them are kind of mixed and the rest of them tend to lean one way. What do you want me to do? You want me to cherry pick and surgically, make the video? No, it is what it is. I'm not going to lie about it. You know,
right?
Video after video. I'm in Beverly Hills, in the San Fernando Valley in California, a few other places. That's what it is. Deal with it.
Yeah.
You don't want to see it? Turn it off. I don't want to tell you.
Right. And see, these people, they're going in there, and this is like their retribution against, you know, the white man. And they think that, you know, these businesses are owned by, like, rich white Republicans. Like, I know why it is, but if they've been led to believe that it's white Republicans who own all the big businesses and are all the rich and stuff like that, it's like, dude, no, y'all got that totally backwards. Democrats are the ones with the money. They're the ones with the money and the big businesses and stuff like that, man. They got it totally backwards.
Well, the top 25 richest people in Congress, like 75% of them are Democrats.
Oh.
I mean, and Kerry couldn't make a nickel to save his butt. He had to go marry it to it, you know, twice.
Yeah.
You know, the guy can't hold a job anyway. But, yeah, it's just, again, amazing. It's amazing to hear this stuff and see this stuff and see what's happening over and over and over again. And it's irritating as all get out.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the vids of Britney Spears dancing with the knives?
I heard about that. Do tell.
Dude, she looks like she's possessed and truly could call herself they, them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Zool, man.
And then she's got the wild eye look in her face, right? And she's really dancing kind of weird, and then she's got the knives in her hand. Now, she says the knives are fake, that they're just plastic stuff. Even her dogs come around the corner, look at her, go, I'm out of here. They turn around and leave. But in a follow-up video, she's got Band-Aids on. So if you got a Band-Aid on, and those knives were fake, the plastic cut you? You didn't take the tab off or something? I don't know.
Well, unless she's covered up fake wounds, you know.
She could be doing that, too, right? Yeah. But, the cops went to the house and checked her out and said, she seemed okay, whatever. And I mean, I'm not getting in her business, but, you know, there's a perfect example of a celebrity that has still a lot of influence over young girls, and she is not on the planet. Nowhere to be found. Anyway.
Probably told those cops, like, I'll shave my boobies.
Be back in a few minutes. I'll go far.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you here. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, really. That's how we want it. We want you to be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. And what better people to inform you than Joe and Zoe? I'm telling you. It's the best thing that can happen to you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, Zoe, Soapy and Dell, Anti-Fighting Daddy Bible Study, and your music. Tell people how to get more information about you.
Well, thanks, man. I am at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and yes, you can catch my shows, the Zopium Den, the Zoloft, my music project Sledge X, and folks, trying to bring the Zopium Den and the Zoloft to you as a full-on comedy show, Bible-based comedy shows, and we could really use the support to bring these things to the culture, you're in a way that people haven't done it before. It's much needed, so hope you guys will come and check us out.
Well, wait a minute. There's nothing funny about the Bible. What are you talking about?
Well, but the truth is beautiful, man. And the Lord does want us to be creative. And one thing that we ain't going to do, just we're not going to take liberties with the Word of God, but He wants us to be able to get out there and promote it in creative ways. And we're going to do that.
Well, I always love, you know, again, I always love when people, like, you go to church and stuff like that, and they're afraid to laugh, they're afraid to talk, they're afraid. And you're going, what do you think? God is that? If you think God doesn't have a sense of humor, go look in a mirror in the morning. Okay, you're going to get a real laugh. Seriously. And what, he's only in the house? He's only in the building? I mean, really? Why do you think he ripped the blankets, but they weren't blankets. You know, the blankets in front of the temple and all that, they just took it all in front of the Holy of Holies. He's not there anymore. He doesn't need to be in a house. He can't be contained by four stone, you little puny human idiot.
That's right. Look, right? You can't build my house, man.
Yeah.
you can't build it, baby.
God, exactly. And the preconceived, sometime we got to do a show on the preconceived notions of God, because some of them are just so ridiculous. You could just say them, sit there for a second, let it sit, and somebody go, yeah, that is pretty dumb, isn't it? You know, they get all caught up in what they believe to be true, you know, way back when, if you would. You know, that kind of stuff, right?
God doesn't need our help being holy, man. He's got that one down.
The one that I hate, you and I think we talked about this on the other show a long time ago, I hate when somebody says, well, the Lord took him home because he needed blah, blah, blah. I'm going, Lord didn't need nothing to plan anything before you were even a thought in anybody else's mind but his. Right. Why did he need to take you home? Don't tell that to parents who lose a child or something like that.
Right.
You know, that is like the biggest lie on the planet.
Yeah. That kind of traditional thinking, man, has left a lot of people disillusioned. It's causing a lot of people to, you know, turn away from God.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff. It goes in cycles, and we're here again. You know, it's been happening for 1,000 years. People trying to make this explanation. It's like, look, man, lean on the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Read His Word. He helps you to understand. You know, one, this is Earth. It's not heaven. Things can really suck here. You know, and you know, stuff like that. Stuff like that does happen, and you know, we won't get into a long, you know, study on why those things go down, but you can't just, you know, tell people stuff like that because the Bible does give us the answers that we are supposed to be able to lean on. It has that builds that integrity in us for us to be able to trust in the Lord. And he doesn't. And by the way, folks, he doesn't rely on blind faith for us to trust in hard things like that. Like, you know, like people will say, like, you know,
or does he need consensus by us?
Right. You know, people some people would think that, well, didn't Abraham trust, you know, God by blind faith? No. He didn't trust God by blind faith. God gave Abraham a whole bunch of instances that he is God Almighty before Abraham was instructed to take his son up the hill. He's like, it wasn't just one day God appears and, hey, Abraham, take Isaac up the hill and sacrifice him. You know, Abraham was shown a few things by God before Abraham was like, oh, okay, God, I know that you got it. I'll go ahead. Right.
Yeah, and Abraham trusted God. Really, what it boiled down to. You know, my joke about the whole story is I always say the same thing as Abraham had absolutely no faith whatsoever. He knew.
Yeah.
He even told his servants at the bottom of the hill, you know, wait here, we will be back. I always say, why do you miss that? We will.
That's
be.
Right.
He knew he was coming back with his son.
That's right.
Because he trusted God. You know. Anyway. Let's get to the liquor stores in Philadelphia. They had to be closed early.
Yeah, let's go to the liquor store.
To keep the looters. Apparently, I don't know, from getting too drunk and wanting to keep looting or something. I really don't know. But they arrested about 30 people after what they called peaceful protests. I guess there was a cop that shot a 27-year-old on August 14th, and the judge dismissed all the charges. You know, every time somebody shot, a couple of weeks ago, there was a black pregnant woman, and I guess it was sister, and it was something that went down, and she's trying to run a cop down with her car, you know, and so, see, cop couldn't go, he shoots her, she dies, and they want him brought up for murder charges. And you're going, this is why the aliens don't visit us. No, this is why, you know, we don't even listen to you anymore. You're so nuts, we don't even listen to you anymore.
Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, I think it's gotten to a point where it's okay to kill citizens. See, he wasn't wrong. He was supposed to just let that lady run over him. It's like that guy who ran over that young man who was a Republican. Remember? Ran over this kid, man. I think he only got 5 years for it. It was just manslaughter. It's called. I think that's all he called it was manslaughter. It's like, no, he murdered that kid.
Yeah,
murdered him. You know,
and he admitted to it. He said, "Look, I was mad at him because he was Republican. He wouldn't, you know, I was talking with him. He got me mad, so I ran him over." It's like, okay, yeah. Got it.
All right.
I know that's so, okay. I got a whole list of people I want to argue with.
Right. Yeah. Now, help me out, Joe. In this event with the liquor store, people got arrested. Were they stealing from the liquor store?
No. So what happened was, in the first night, you know, the people were going to take the streets, and you know they're going to protest over this because the judge was wrong, and so they marched a little while, and then they started breaking into the stores, and they started breaking into the liquor stores. They took all the money, you know, they took the money, the booze, or whatever. From the so the mayor says the next day, he's like, okay, we're going to close the liquor stores early. We're going to lock them up and close them early. Right, because that'll keep them out. You know how that goes anyway. So, and they ransacked the liquor stores again. It's like, did you really think that just closing the liquor stores would keep them from drinking more and keep them from looting worse? How about more cops? That might have worked. I'm just saying, it's just an idea.
Well, what state was this?
Philadelphia. I'm Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
Do they have that same thing like in California where it's like you could steal like upwards like $600 worth of stuff?
No, they don't. They don't have that. But they weren't.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have that.
All right. So I wasn't sure because I'd be like, well, why would the cops show up for them if they're stealing liquor? They didn't steal upwards of $600 worth of liquor each day. But
well, yeah, a case of some liquor could be well over $1,000.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Right?
Yeah. It is just, look, what's irritating is the rule of law. Either we have a law or we don't have a law. Yeah. And if you're going to pick a choose, you know, you said it earlier. You hit a real nerve for me at times. It's like you either have the law or you don't have the law. When you don't enforce it for a certain group and you do for another group, the government creates a rift, hate, whatever, between those two groups. It's no longer between the government and the group. It's now those two groups. Why do they get special treatment? Why are they getting to do that? Why didn't they get arrested for that? And that creates a big problem, right?
Absolutely, man. That unfairness, resentment, you know. And that's how Democrats do. They promote fairness by being unfair to people. You know, that's part of their strategy.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, last night I was at a school board meeting, junior college school board meeting, and it was really interesting in watching the young people going to a junior college, what they perceive truth to be. All about entitlement, all about who we're leaving behind. One guy touted how happy, let's see how you feel about this. One Hispanic fellow who kept talking about how, you know, about the inequality and all this other stuff, and it's about time they got rid of the SATs and the PSATs because they were bad for the black community. They were against the black community. So apparently your people are too dumb to be able to pass an SAT test. That's what I get out of it. What do you say? Got about a minute.
What else can you get out of it? And the thing is, Joe, that's the same Democrat language, that apartheid language that they did during the civil rights and voting rights, leading up to that. You know, basically saying that, you know, well, you know, blacks are too dumb to pass the literacy test, you know, to be able to vote. You know, it's like, well, first up, they're trying to keep blacks out of school in the first place. We don't want them coming to our white school. We don't want them to get an education. Yeah. And then stop them from getting an education, and then turn around and say they're stupid. Well, you didn't want them to be educated, right? And then you're going to turn around and say that they're too dumb to take this test to be able to vote. You see how Democrats hadn't changed, though?
They're never going to. All right, where do people find your great music? Quick.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Hope you'll check out Sledge X.
Sledge X. Okay, perfect. Stop buying Beyonce's stuff. Buy his stuff. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back. You stuck with me for 2 hours, people. And I got a lot to let out.